Paralamid Zion of Sefer Yechezkel is the famous nevuah of the Atzamos, the dry bones. What happens here? So Hashem asks Yechezkel whether these dry bones could live. Yechezkel says that, what's the question? Only you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, know. He then has a nevuah that these bones are going to be brought back to life. They're going to be covered in flesh, spirit life. And they formed, but the humans were not alive. Hashem then tells Yechezkel, prophesy that the body's souls return, and 600,000 people came back to life. That's how the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar explains it in Perek Lamed Gimel. Hashem explains that just as he had brought these people back to life, in other words, this display, he would also revitalize, he'd breathe life back into Klal Yisrael who've lost hope, and they are despondent. He says that in the future there'll be Tchias HaMesim, which is resurrection of the dead. And previously we quoted a Machlokes Rishonim, whether the main part of the goal for the world is Tchias HaMesim, that's what's called the main Olam Haba, or no, maybe the main part of Olam Haba is not the resurrection of Tchias HaMesim, times of Mashiach, it's the Olam HaNeshamos, it's the world after we die. The Sefer HaIkrim devotes time to this. He says the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. He says the essence of the dispute is whether the body is made to receive reward as well, or whether it's just a clothing for the soul in order to allow the soul to be in this world. It's a bit of a deep machlokes, but have a look at the Sefer HaIkrim, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva as well, and the Kesef Mishnah over there. It's towards the end of Hilchos Tshuva. Either way, the Radak says he speaks a lot about these dry bones. He says there's machlokes in Chazal whether this resurrection of the bones actually happened, or maybe it was just a parable, a moshel. He also says there's a machlokes about who these bones belong to. Was it the tribe of Ephraim who were killed as they tried to escape Egypt too early in the times of Yetzias Mitzrayim, or was it just some non-believers, people who didn't believe in Hashem? Ayin Sham, the Radak at the beginning of this parak. Hashem instructs Yechezkel to take two wooden tables, one of them engraved the word Yehuda, one of them engraved the word Yisrael, and Yechezkel was supposed to bring them close to himself, and they would join together. Of course, that means Klal Yisrael gathering together from exile, Yehuda and Yisrael being one nation, with David HaMelech as the king. And the people are going to serve Hashem, they're going to be secure in Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem is going to be there. His presence will be felt. That is the beautiful perek, poignant perek of Lamed Zion in Sefer Yechezkel.